top three ways to get rid of chronic low back pain. Today, I'm going to be telling you the top exercises we use every single day here with our clients. I'm going to walk you through them step by step so that you can keep on exercising, lifting up your kids, your grandkids, and ensuring that your back pain never gets worse long term. This is episode 34 of the West Chiropractic Podcast. I'm Dr. Jeremy Andrews, Doctor of Chiropractic. Let's get into those top three ways how you can get rid of that chronic low back pain. The top three ways you can get rid of chronic back pain. If you have been struggling to put your socks on in the morning, can't get out of bed without moaning or groaning, and you're really struggling to pick your kids or your grandkids up, then this video is for you. I'm going to share with you the top three things that we do with our clients every single day who have chronic back issues that have been going on for longer than 6 months. I'm Dr. Jeremy Andrews, Doctor of Chiropractic here at West Chiropractic in Surrey. What is chronic back pain? We define chronic as longer than 3 months. If your back pain has been going on for more than 3 months, then it is unlikely to go away on its own. Why is back pain happening to you? So there are two reasons that it can happen. One is from a specific trauma, such as a car accident, a fall, a bump, a sporting injury that may have happened 10, 15, 20, maybe even longer years ago. The second thing is it could be exacerbated by a postural problem. If you sit behind a desk, you have a lack of core stability, that's going to exacerbate an issue that may already be there. The other thing is, if you have had a baby, pregnancy is a lot for new mothers to go through. Labor is even more. It's a lot for the body to take on, a huge stress, and that can often impact the way that the pelvis moves, the back moves, and causing problems later on down the line. Especially when you're having to pick up little ones with a lot of pelvic instability in your body, pelvic floor instability, it's really important we try and get that pelvis and back in the best position to avoid chronic back pain long term. Thing is, many mothers don't realize this until their kids are 10, 15, and they're trying to get back into more exercise and fitness, and they haven't got that core stability, and that's when the problems can start to occur as well. The chronic back pain patients that we see have had issues for longer than 3 months. In essence, really, they've had them for longer than 5, 10, 15 years. People are fed up with having relapses in back pain. They may be good for 6 months or a year, and something silly happens, like they bend down to put their shoes on, they bend down to pick up a piece of luggage from the floor or some shopping, and their back goes into spasm. They're locked up, lying on the floor in agony for 24 to 48 hours, and it takes another couple of weeks for the back to fully settle down for them to get back to doing the things they love, like walking, playing sports, messing around with kids and grandkids, and generally just being their normal selves. So it's very, very frustrating with that relapse, good, bad, cycle of where the back is, and they say to us, I've had enough of doing a few sessions here, I really need to get on top of this to make sure this doesn't keep coming back well into my 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. I want to live a full long life free from pain. So these are the three things that we make all of our clients with chronic back pain do to ensure that we're giving them the stability, the core support to help them long term. The first exercise, I call it a dead bug. So it is like this. Hands on chest. You want to make sure that the back is pushed into the bottom of the floor like this, and you're making sure that the tummy is nice and tight. So core support, letting the leg go down like this. At this point here, the back is going to want to pop up like that. You really want to make sure we're holding it in place, taking all the pressure onto the stomach here, and then come back, and then like this, and then come back. So you should only really be able to do sort of 2 to 3 each side. I'm going a little bit fast on this one. Need to slow down. You see my body starting to shake. I need to do this a bit more, practice more. But if you're doing like this, that's not going to do anything for your body. You need to make sure that you're doing it nice and slow. It's going to give a lot of stability around here. We have a lovely muscle called the transverse abdominis. It runs all the way from the front, all the way into the back. It provides a sort of natural brace belt in that area. Take a lot of stress off your back in there. Okay. Number two is the plank. So I'm going to do this from both angles here. Okay, so up on your toes like this. Most people prefer this way because it puts a lot of pressure on the wrists. If you're doing it like that. You can do it like that, but it puts a lot of stress on the wrist. So I tend to do it like this. Now, key thing with the plank is you want to make sure you're squeezing your bum and you're putting the weight back onto the heels. It's going to activate the lower abdominals and squeeze through the pelvic floor as well. Hold it from anything from 30 seconds.
You can do 60 seconds, great. But I would start with just maybe even just 10 seconds if you're a real beginner on this. See, I'm out of breath already. I only did about 10 seconds. I need to work on this, obviously. But that's going to increase the stability. So more of a long-term postural contraction, whereas the dead bug is more of a active contraction of those muscles. So you need to have two. If you're sitting for long periods, if you're standing for long periods and you're getting back pain, the plank is going to be a great way to give that stability on that area as well. Okay, number three, side plank. So this is from Stuart McGill, professor of biomechanics in Canada. So what you need to do on your side, legs at 45 degrees, is going to activate the obliques muscles around here to give that full range of that wraparound belt support for your back. So you can start off just doing on your elbow like this and just pushing through. That's quite easy. So I'm going to start like this and just pushing through here, making sure you're trying to get as much of a gap between the bed and the side. Now I'm using this bed here. Don't use a bed at home. They're going to be too soft. This is a very firm bed like the floor. You want to be on the floor for this, preferably have a mat on the floor or some sort of carpet. Pushing through like here. And then you may want to move into the more advanced one where you lift your knees up. So I tend to go back down on my elbow for this. And I'm just lifting up through here, lifting my hips up. That's really good. Most of you will stay at that point. If you're really advanced, you're going to be moving into this point here. So nice flat through here. Arm up if you're really advanced. And you're holding that for 30 seconds if you can. I'm not very good at that, so I need to work on that. And obviously you do both sides, okay? So what those three exercises will give you lovely stability all the way through the core, from the front to the deep abdominal muscles and round the side as well. So if you're bending laterally, if you're flexing forwards, it's gonna give you that stability to help prevent that chronic back pain from coming back. Chronic back pain really happens when there's too much instability in your spine. Things are moving, putting pressure on the disc and the spinal cord. The body then says, enough's enough, we can't cope with this. It locks into place, spasms everything up to say, right, stop moving, stop bending down, stop sitting for too long as a way to relax the spine, take pressure off the disc to ensure that the disc doesn't prolapse or slip, causing problems with the spinal cord. Other things you need to think about are your lifestyle. What are you doing? Are you sitting for too long? If you're sitting for longer than 3 hours at any one time, you need to make sure you're taking regular breaks. If you're sitting for 10 hours through a working day, you should be having regular breaks. Every single half an hour, I would take every phone call standing up, every hour get up, have a walk around for 30 seconds to reset the spine. Take the pressure off and then sit back down and get on with your work as well. I know it ruins your focus, but you need to make sure you're protecting your back as well. There needs to be a healthy balance. The second thing, what sort of activities you're doing? If you're doing things like CrossFit, if you're lifting heavy weights, I'm not saying stop those. I love CrossFit myself, but I've adapted the way that I do it. I don't always lift a heavy deadlift. I just think my technique is not perfect. The margin for error is too great. I'm not making sure that I'm not putting pressure on my back long-term. There's other things I do. I'm not trying to be the world's strongest man. I'm just trying to get fit, trying to help with my mental health, and trying to get clear and have more energy during the day. So there's other things I can do to get those effects at the end of it. And then the third thing is, so what to do when you're sleeping is really important as well. You need to make sure that the mattress is good. It's firm, it's giving you enough support. And the second thing is the pillow. So you need to make sure that the pillow is high enough to make sure that you've got a good gap between here, not pushing the neck one way or the other. It's gonna cause torsion all the way down through the spine. So really make sure that those are in the best position. So I hope that was helpful in terms of the top three things that we use here for our clients with chronic back pain. If you like the video, please like it. Subscribe to the channel for more tips on how to manage back pain, avoiding a lifetime of painkillers and surgery. And you can grab a copy of the bestseller here, The Secret Cure to Back Pain, on Amazon down below in the comments. Thank you very much. See you soon.